Proclamation number 5441, dated the July 18th, 1952. Descriptions of the beyond only illustrative and comparative. Everything above and beyond your earthly life will remain a mystery to you, even if it is revealed to you by your heavenly Father's love and kindness, for it can only ever be explained to you such that you can understand it while you are living on earth. Despite explanations, you can only form an impression as far as it corresponds to your intellectual capacity and knowledge, and you also try to apply this knowledge to the sphere which is still closed to you. Yet you fail to consider that your knowledge is indescribably limited and that even the earth you inhabit is incredibly small and poor compared to the splendors of many other creations in God's kingdom. You don't consider that you are lacking all means of comparison in order to give you humans full understanding of this supernatural world. Thus it is also impossible to give you an explanation which totally corresponds to the truth. You can only receive comparative descriptions from which you can see that, just like on earth, laws have to be complied with, and that the divine order in the spiritual kingdom must categorically be observed if higher development is to continue in the beyond. Furthermore, it is impossible to convey spiritual impressions to people on earth or even approximately explain them. No words can describe to you humans the state of the beings in the beyond and how they feel. These emotions are the effect of what they experience, what they behold and how they feel in view of the indescribable creations, irrespective of whether these are of a blessed or wretched kind. Trying to explain this to you humans is only possible by using analogies, thus earthly concepts are given to you which indeed allow you to recognize the meaning and purpose but which are not the reality. The death of the body is not the end. The soul continues to live in spheres which it has created for itself as a result of its earthly life. Its fate can be a happy or a wretched one, but be it as it may, it can only ever be figuratively brought home to you humans, and every such explanation, every description, is only ever a faint attempt to solve a problem with concepts that are known to you, in order to increase your sense of responsibility towards the soul, whose fate in the beyond is shaped by you humans on earth. The knowledge of otherworldly things is withheld from humanity, and neither will it ever be able to penetrate an area which may only be entered when a human being's spiritual development has reached the degree which enables his spiritual vision. But even then it will still not be possible for him to intelligibly describe his impressions and emotions to his fellow human beings, because the earthly kingdom and the spiritual kingdom are two entirely separate regions where one is no longer responsible for the other, thus where the applicable laws in one world are completely revoked in the other. Even so, the spiritual kingdom is a reality, and everyone will be able to realize it himself when he discards his earthly shell and enters this kingdom, and then he will understand that the people on this earth could not have received an explanation which totally complies with the truth. Amen.